What exactly does it mean for marriage to be a sacrament? Does it simply mean for Catholics that they're required to come before a priest in the church and have their marriage blessed? No, that's not it. The fact that marriage is a sacrament means that the love of a husband and wife makes visible something that would otherwise be invisible, namely the love of God. The way that a woman and man love each other in the sacrament of holy matrimony is a visible reflection of the way that God loves us. Now, we can intellectualize and get very abstract about God's love for us, but when we see the way that a husband and wife love each other in the context of matrimony, a sacrament, we come to understand in a deeper way what that means. So a lot of people are confused as to why the Catholic Church seems to be such a stick in the mud when it comes to the question of divorce. Believe me, the church is not oblivious to the fact that marriages fall apart, that relationships deteriorate. And while some people think that the church is very judgmental of people who are suffering through this reality, that's not the case. The church responds with compassion. In fact, the church has a whole process, the annulment process, to try to help and minister to people who have gone through or are going through that extraordinarily painful experience. But at the same time, the church doesn't want to focus so much on the failure of marriages as she wants to focus on building stronger marriages among the members of the body of Christ. So if you look at any of the church documents over the last 100 years or more, by and large, they speak to what the marriage covenant means, not to how to put the pieces together after a relationship falls apart. So the church wants to say, if we look first at what marriage is supposed to be, and if spouses who marry in the church strive to conform their relationship to the way that God designed a sacramental marriage to be, then those marriages are going to be stronger. They're going to be stronger. And they're going to then reflect more faithfully what it means for God to love his people. I would just suggest to you that one of the ways to strengthen an already existing marriage is to return to the source. Vatican II talked about two different kinds of themes, really. Aggiornamento meant bringing the church into the modern age, making the teachings of the church more accessible and relevant to people. But also, the second idea was ressourcement, which meant going back to the sources, back to Scripture, back to the spirit of the early church. And so, going back to the roots of a sacrament, for example, marriage, is a great way for a couple to be reinvigorated, enlivened in the living out of their sacramental marriage. For example, it's the same for priests as well, in some ways. Every year, priests go to the cathedral for the chrism mass right before Easter, and we renew the promises that we made at our ordination. Likewise, for all of us as Catholics, at Easter, right? What do? We renew our baptismal promises as a way of going back to the source. It's sort of like going back and reading your job description again. Sometimes you get a job description, you don't read it for a long, long time, you might forget what it was that you set out to do. But if you keep going back to the source, you're reminded and encouraged. And so I would suggest that we take a look at the actual rite of marriage. Because I think it's only too infrequently that couples renew their vows. Maybe every 25 years, 20, 25 years, something like that. I think it should be done at least once a year. At least once a year. But if we go and look at the actual rite of marriage, do you remember? Anyone? What are the questions that the priest asks the couple? Number one, have you come here freely and without reservation to give yourselves to each other in marriage? Now remember, we're talking about how the love of the wife and husband is a reflection of God's love. So God's love is free and without reservation. God doesn't love us just by default, because he has to, because he's God. God actually chooses to love us freely. He's always choosing freely to love us. God loves us without reservation. His love is not conditional, saying, well, as long as you're nice to me, I'm going to love you. As long as you agree with me, I'm going to love you. That's not the way God loves. God's love is without reservation, without holding anything back. And so it's supposed to be in the love of husband and wife. The way that they love each other freely, choosing to love each other freely and without reservation, without holding anything back, that speaks to the way that God loves us. The second question the priest asks, will you love and honor each other as husband and wife for the rest of your lives? So that question is talking about permanence, right? True love, the love of God, is not something that is strong one day and weak the next. It's not something that's in danger of becoming extinct as time goes on. God's love is everlasting, everlasting, through thick and thin. And so when husbands and wives say that they are committed to loving each other as God loves us, that means loving each other forever, without end, through good times and in bad. The third question that the priest asks is, will you accept children lovingly from God and bring them up according to the law of Christ and the church? So in other words, he's asking, are you open? Will you receive life as a gift? Now God, of course, is open. God doesn't exactly receive life as a gift. But God trusts. He's open. His love is not closed. It's very open. And so as husbands and wives love each other with this sense of openness and receptivity, they demonstrate another aspect of the love of God. Now, I should mention also that, as I said before, actually, the church is not oblivious to the fact that relationships fall apart, and the church responds with compassion and with mercy, always, and with encouragement to help us pick ourselves up again and to go on with our life, to undergo healing and strengthening so that we can strive in whatever we do to love as God loves. We should never forget our mission. I encourage you, all you married couples, I'll get you a copy of The Rite of Marriage, if you like, so that you can go back and look at that. Renew your love for each other. Hopefully that's something that you do. I know you probably don't express your vows to each other every day, but I hope that your love for each other is renewed every day. And I think that going back and expressing those vows, again, from time to time, will do nothing but strengthen your resolve to love as Jesus loves. For those who are not married, for those who have gone through the difficulty of separation or divorce, take heart. take heart. Because the Lord still calls you to love. Everyone's vocation is to love. But go back to the source. Indeed, this is the source right here. Every time we gather for Mass, we have the opportunity to return to the source and allow the love that is expressed in His gift to us from the altar to take root within us and transform us also into love itself.